Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Welcome to episode 32 of In Moderation, where we bridge the gap between balance and eating whatever the heck and Bob you want.
I like it. Yeah, it's better than what we have. We don't even have a slogan. We were just hoping you'd come up with something for us. That's really it.
There we go.
There we go. We're solving it.
And today we got Liam and Rob as guests on Alex's podcast.
On our own podcast, yeah.
Today we break down Rob's wonderful outline that he built on his wall. He's like, don't say that on the podcast. Oh, he said it! So I told him, I literally asked him, I was like, is that a mustache? And he was like, no, it's a bow and arrow. But now he can't unsee it.
Yeah, like, that kind of does look like a handlebar mustache. That'd be
Thank you. Right? There you go. You're welcome. Just open your eyes to everything.
No one's ever going to unsee that now. I'm going to have to redo my entire wall.
Why do you need to redo it? A handlebar mustache fits.
Well, now maybe I'll just leave the handlebar mustache and turn it into like a beard underneath it now.
There you go.
See?
Like you on the wall.
There we go.
But now you got to make the handlebar mustache. You got to go for it.
So today we got Alex on the podcast. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I have plenty of energy. I had a great week. So
you've got
I'm
enough
thriving.
Energy to take over the podcast for us.
I know you both come on, and I was like, I got you guys both at like the highlight of your lives right now.
I'm always doing great. There's never a time I'm not doing great, except for what I'm not. So, Alex, what do people know you for? Like, what's your deal? What's going on with you?
People tend to know me for making ridiculous content that's educational, but then also entertaining to watch.
And high energy.
I'm very much known for having a lot of energy and being very positive. And I'm also known for telling people who make other people feel bad to fuck off. So it's pretty much it.
I know a little bit about that. That's my favorite genre.
Yeah. I don't like bullies. That's what I'm known for. But I attack with logic.
But do you do like equal parts like fitness and like nutrition? Is it mostly fitness or do you do like nutrition?
I'd say I honestly do mostly like body I'd say confidence, like mindset would actually be the most of it. And then it would be like health and fitness. Like I do a lot of, I share all my workouts and my stories and stuff. So I'm like, prove that I fitness, but
then,
you prove that you fitness. I actually work out, guys. But then other than that, I tell people to like be proud of their body and take care of it and do good things. So it's equal parts fitness, nutrition, and mindset.
Well, speaking of mindset, just after I actually booked you for the podcast, yeah. I had a bunch of requests for people that wanted us to talk about expectations.
Oh, I love expectation setting.
That's a good one, because I don't think we really talked about that too much.
Yeah. And yeah, a lot of people are worried about having, you know, the wrong expectations, both going into exercise, but then there's also people who have the wrong expectations regarding things like, I know you deal with PCOS, and they think just because they have PCOS, they can't possibly lose weight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that when it comes to expectation setting, I think a lot of people either hold themselves to like a really high standard and they think that they need to do all the things, or they hold themselves to the expectation of somebody else. So they see what someone else is doing and they think that they should be doing those things to then be successful. It's actually, I feel like this is maybe a good example too of someone actually literally in my question box today said, what do you do when you don't go to the gym and you hate yourself for it after? And I was like, that's actually
You make a podcast.
Yes. But I was like, that's actually a lot more in depth than you probably realized, because there's a lot to unpack there. Because are you not going to the gym because you actually couldn't, like you didn't have the time, you didn't have the like availability to do it, whether it's like finances or whatever it might be? Or did you not go to the gym because of an excuse, like you were too tired? And tired can be a number of things. That is a valid excuse. Or it was like, I just didn't feel like going today. So I don't know why you didn't go, first of all. So you need to figure that out. But second, regardless of whether it's like an actual valid reason or it's something that you kind of need to work through for yourself, why do you hate yourself? If you didn't have the time, the finances, whatever it might be, that's not a valid reason to hate you. But then also, if it was the fact that you just didn't go because you just didn't feel like it, why are you hating yourself for that? That's not productive. So instead, ask yourself, why didn't you go? If you say you want to go, okay, call yourself out on it and like let's like set aside some time. But I think that people often expect greatness from mediocre input. I say that with love. But like seriously, because people are like, oh, I expect that I should be losing weight, but I'm not showing up consistently or doing the things that I need to. Or people are like, I expect to look like this person who's been on their journey for 10 years and I just got started.
Yeah.
Right. I think that a lot of that comes down to just the expectations you place in the first spot. Because that's what I see from a lot of people is just having these high expectations. And I think a lot of that definitely comes from, I don't know, let's say the Beachbody ads, you know, like somebody lost like fucking 40 pounds of fat and gained 80 pounds of muscle in like a few weeks or some like insane shit. So you just kind of expect that. So like, maybe there's definitely a problem with consistency and people just, you know, maybe aren't putting as much work as they need to. But also, if you have these crazy high expectations, you're never going to reach it no matter how much work you put into it.
Yeah. And so I guess I think it's up to kind of people like us to put good expectations out there for people, like helping them kind of, because it's the thing, if we're not working one-on-one with you, we can't tell you what to expect from whatever it is that you're doing. We can try our best to guide you, but like ask yourself, if you want to lose weight or you want to change your body or you want to build muscle or whatever it is, you probably have to do certain things. Like maybe you have to move a little bit more on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you have to try and eat a little bit more protein. Maybe you do have to be really consistent with the gym if you want to like do a powerlifting meet or you want to run a marathon. Whatever it is that you want to achieve is going to require different habits on a day-to-day basis. So we need to figure out what it is that you actually want to do. And then we figure out what are the expectations to set for yourself. And we ask ourselves, what's actually reasonable and realistic for you?
Yeah.
One thing we can definitely do in terms of general advice is...
I was like, I'm so sorry. It's not general.
But in general advice, we can tell you that losing 30 pounds in 30 days is not realistic.
Yeah. You can lose a lot of water real quick, but as far as fat loss, that's where another issue kind of comes into place. And it's tough. Like, where do you, like a lot of people, like, I have no idea kind of where to start. Like, what's, you know, what I can do. And in that case, I don't have a problem with a low bar. I don't have a problem with the low expectations. I'm going to be honest. I mean, that's how I got my wife is, low expectations. You have to set them as low as possible. And then you can supersede that very easily.
Just killed Alex. You just killed Alex.
Listen, don't knock it until you try it. It works.
For all the women out there who are like, the bar is on the floor, Liam has set that
over
that.
I can easily just walk right over it with no effort, almost basically no effort, the smallest amount of effort. So, and maybe you can kind of do that with your nutrition, whereas instead of like, I'm going to lose a pound of fat a day, I'm going to my expectation is to eat more protein, is to get more fiber into my diet, is to add these things that I know are beneficial for me, is to go from, I have 4,000 steps a day. I'm doing that on average. Maybe I can go to 6,000. Like, that's not a huge jump, something like that. Instead of having this, I'm going to lose this much weight. And I don't know if I'm kind of like jumping into shit, but it's just kind of making me think about it. How like we have these, like you just said, the person who asked you, like, I feel shitty about not going to the gym or I feel shitty about not doing this. And I think a lot of that comes from like what we see out just in our day-to-day life. If you lose like weight quickly, right, you're going to get comments about that, right? If you do something quickly, you're going to like, wow, you look amazing. So then you're like, oh, I got to keep this up then. So then you really have to kind of push the pedal to the metal. And whenever you make one small misstep or one, you step backwards in some small way, you're going to get mad at yourself. So it's kind of just this self-feeding cycle. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to give a very precise answer to when the reality is it really just does depend, because the expectation that like I have for myself is I get 10 to 12,000 steps a day. I go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week. I eat at least 100 grams of protein every single day. Like I have those expectations of my health and fitness, but also I've been doing this for almost 10 years. Like it's really easy. I still have to put thought into it. Like I have to think about making sure I have a protein source or like getting up and going for a walk, but it's really easy for me to do that. Whereas somebody who's just starting, that's not a realistic expectation if they only get, like my dad, he works from home. He has a dog, but he throws the ball from a dog all the time. And I was like, hey, dad, how like much do you actually walk in a day? And he was like, well, I walk Carson every single day. And I'm like, yeah, but you throw the ball the whole time you're out there. So I got him a step tracker. Little did he realize he was walking 3,000 steps a day. And so to be like, hey, dad, let's get 10 to 12,000 steps would be super unrealistic. And I'm like, how about instead of throwing the ball morning and night, you throw the ball in the morning and then you walk in the evening. And that already doubled his steps. And so it's like the expectation is very different for him than it is for me.
There's a lot of talk when you talk about like achieving a physique is difficult, but maintaining it is a lot easier. It's similar just with your, you know, routine with everything. It's like once you kind of have things in place, like you already have, you're like, oh, this is pretty easy. But jumping to that immediately. So, yeah, I like that one. One thing at a time. I like that. One thing.
I will say your expectations are way more impressive than mine. My expectation is that I'm going to wake up at some point every day. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in the morning, just some point.
The bar's on the floor and we love it.
I wake up at 4 p.m. Okay. I wake up and the day is basically over. Okay. And I still manage to do things, guys. So, you know, like, hey, look at me. We can all do things if we put our mind to it.
Well, and the nice thing is we all have different expectations for ourselves, but we all fitness.
Yeah.
No,
we all fitness.
We all fit. You fitness, I fitness. Everyone screams for fitness.
Well, there's our next shirt.
You fitness. I really think just writing it down at the beginning can just be helpful. I think it's a great idea just to have like a small little list of like, you know, just little goals, little expectations you have. Start off small.
Emphasis on the little.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, find a wife that with through that you did through through tricking her and stuff. And that's what, you know, and then you work down from there. And and you know, just put that up on your fridge or something, you know, so you can see it. Small goals, people. Small
She's
goals.
She's gonna like listen back to this and be like, that's what he did.
She doesn't listen to watch sense. To anything I do. It's totally fine. She never anything I say is totally free and no problems.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember where we started with anything.
Welcome to In Liam's Dating Life.
I achieved. I checked that box. He's at the finish line. I'm over. And now I let my body go to shit. No, but like seriously, just once you get like a little routine going, it's really not that bad. So yeah, just, you know, start off with some. And I like the step thing. Like that's such a, like the step thing is such like an easy thing, right? Like you can just be like, okay, let me just try and get a few more steps during the day. People can usually find some way to get that in. But also like when it comes to your diet, I like one meal. Like, okay, let's just do one meal. I don't care. You can start small. It's one meal one day of the week, even like just something. Maybe you do like one meal prep or something like that, where you get a few meals. Just start somewhere and you can always just build up from there.
Yeah.
Usually we'll have people start with like the three M's of like mind, mouth, and movement. And if you're like, if you can do one thing in each of those, and again, obviously we figure out what it makes sense for that person where they're at. But like the most basic of basic is, hey, can you do a 10-minute walk today? Can you do like 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning? And like we'll figure it out how you can do that, or at least have a protein source in the like morning for breakfast. And then for your mind, it's like, can you just say something nice to yourself? Like, please. And so it's like, it could be that basic. And that's
like that.
If you can do those three things in the morning, you're already winning the day.
I really think
I kind of want to call dieting mindful mouth movements now.
I'm just giving you guys a ton of, I request like a little kickback from any of the merch that you guys make from any of this.
Listen, once we start grifting, because trust me, we've talked a lot on this podcast about how we're going to do that. And we've got many plans. We've got that set up. That's where the money's going to come from. Don't worry.
Yep.
But I like the idea of starting in the morning because it's always to get the ball rolling, right? Like once you really get started with that, you know, you get a little bit more confidence. You feel a little bit better. So if you can start off with something in the morning, like if you are going to start with one meal, okay, 30 grams of protein at breakfast. Love that. Like, how can we do that? Oh, I like yogurt. I like eggs. I like whatever, you know, just something.
Beans and toast.
What's that?
It's a beans and toast.
Oh, man.
She said the magic word. Beans.
I sent him a video and then I saw that he'd already liked it. So I unsent it because I was like, I was literally like, oh, he's already liked it. I don't want to like fill his DMs with stuff. But it was this guy singing like a bean song. And I was like, and then I would check to the comments and I was like, oh, he has like a million tags in this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That's my ringtone. That is literally, if you call me right now, it is my ringtone. I'm not joking.
Okay.
I was like, I'm calling you.
Call me right now. You guys, like, I've got my volume. I think I got my volume up.
Why was your volume already still up?
What? I think I got it not on silence is what I was like, trying to say. Words are tough. Okay.
It's giving me the. You're calling from Canada, a U.S. number. There it goes.
Oh, I hit the plus and to turn it up. Do it again. Run it back. God damn it. Making me look stupid. I was trying to turn the volume up and it doesn't work. Okay. You're calling from Canada. Okay. It takes like 10 minutes to actually reach me.
Yeah. Yeah. The connection has to, you know, go over there.
No way. You actually made your ringtone.
Ancient legumes.
Look at that.
You know how fucking long that took? Holy shit. Like, I had to go into YouTube, download it through this third party, like, clip it out, and then add it somewhere else and extract that. I spent, like, 10 minutes on YouTube just, like, trying to figure this shit out. Anyway, totally worth it.
I was going to say, but, I
would have done it in, like, 1 minute.
I don't know how to fucking technology, okay? Listen, I barely know how to woman. Now, the beans are a great thing.
Like, wait, you barely know how to date women, or you barely know how to be a woman? Both.
He's like, I'm lucky. Having a child, luck. Actually, it's not a whole lot of luck.
Listen, getting a woman, being a woman, it's all difficult. I don't know. Listen, I am a tall white man. My life is easy. Okay.
Who's on board for the Liam drag show?
I'm charging at least something for that. Now, yeah, like whatever you can do to get protein at breakfast to back to what like normal people talk about is great. Like, as you know, it can I love oats in like just like some protein powder. Protein powder makes it easy. You don't need it, but like you just throw that in the morning. Overnight oats. I recently did a thing where it's like you put fruit in a cup and then you add like kind of an overnight oat situation. So you blend up oats and like almond milk and yogurt, and then you top that with like chocolate. You can like melt chocolate with like coconut oil, and then it like gets the little shell, and that's like actually super nice. And then you can prep that for like 3 days. And you just got that for like, you just take it out of the fridge and you can heat it if you want or whatever. Just eat it like that. And you know, just setting yourself up for some type of protein, some type of fiber at breakfast. Let me tell you something. Holy shit. I eat like oats and like chia seeds in the morning. I'm full for like hours. Like, I'm telling you, it's just like the fiber and the protein and whatever. Like, I'm not hungry until 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah, I prefer to cook my peasant oats with egg whites. I replace the water with egg whites.
Egg whites,
And so that's a good cheat code.
That's an easy
one. And then same thing. You throw some extra chia seeds in there if you want extra fiber and stuff.
Chia seeds. Throw chia seeds in fucking anything. I'm telling you. It just makes you feel fuller. Like, it's fucking nuts. Throw it on your pizza. Anyway, crunch, crunch.
Don't do that. I'm here to say don't do that.
All right,
I'm
fine.
Also team any food is a breakfast food if you choose to eat it for breakfast.
I like that. Because, whatever you like.
Yeah. People can overthink it. And I'm like, I have sandwiches for breakfast sometimes. Not with an egg on it. I'm not turning it into a egg breakfast sandwich.
It's not fucking bougie here. Holy shit. No. Like a sunny side up. Like you just, it's food. Eat it whenever.
Well, that's my argument. Because I'm like, people like talk about tacos, like breakfast tacos. And I'm like, it is literally a normal taco with just eggs put in it. So I'm like, if you just don't add eggs and just eat a different protein with it, you now have tacos for breakfast.
But anyway.
Well, there you go.
That's my...
However you can set your day up. So like just that's what I would start with. Honestly, if you're like don't know where to start, I think just starting like with breakfast and somehow how to get protein and fiber into it. Because a lot of people tell me like, oh, I don't have time for breakfast. I'm like, do you have time before then just to prep something? Like, you know, oh, you know what's another really good one? You get the vanilla Greek yogurt. So they have like Oikos, like triple zeros, or I usually just get a Walmart brand because it's fucking cheaper and I'm cheap. I asked my wife. And so then I mix in peanut butter powder, powdered peanut butter. And
like
then
PB2?
Yeah, PB2, PB Fit, whatever it is. And then it's like sweet and super high in protein. You're even getting a little bit of fiber from the peanut butter powder. And then I'll top it again, usually with like a chocolate shell on top. And then you throw that in the fridge like 2-3 days easily. And then you just have that for breakfast. It's like super easy. Just like, you know, set yourself up some way.
There you go. That's all it takes.
So let's dive for a second into the to switch topics on Liam, because Liam could probably go on for hours.
He's like, I'm going to give you all
pretty
the
much
breakfast.
Any topic. Give me anything. I'll just fucking rant. I don't know shit about it. Go ahead.
He's like, I don't know shit about
for a second.
This is fine.
You want to talk about Blockbuster? What was it? Okay, so the first Blockbuster I ever remember going in. Go ahead.
Into the mind blank now because of Liam.
We want to talk about Blockbuster. I know. It's listen. Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix twice?
Welcome to
In
Blockbuster.
They had the opportunity to buy Netflix twice and they turned them down. If you ever feel shitty about yourself, think about that and then plan your breakfast. Go ahead, Rob. What were you saying?
The unrealistic expectations set by social media.
Oh.
Like you can lose this much fat in this much time. You can put on this much muscle in this much time. Because we get bombarded by that.
Oh, that's not surprising. It's because everyone tells you that. Well, there's also the whole people editing their videos and photos and things, too. So you don't even know what people actually look like. So you're comparing yourself to someone that doesn't even actually exist. But I think that when it comes to expectation setting, when it like in that sense, or like, are you saying the expectations or comparisons now to online?
Well, both. The expectation that... When you see somebody who had a before and after photo and they're like, oh, this person lost 40 pounds in 2 weeks. Oh. I feel like I should be able to do that. Now I have an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to necessarily say how to, because some people will post just a normal before and after. Because obviously you gave like a very drastic weight loss. If it sounds too good to be true, as much as I'm an optimist, and I believe in being excited about things, it might be too good to be true. And so I think that kind of setting yourself up for like, what could I actually sustain? Like I always tell people, I'm like, if you can't do it for more than 10 weeks, you probably shouldn't do it for more than 10 days. Because it's like, you're probably not going to be able to keep doing that, whatever it was to lose 40 pounds in 2 weeks.
Holy shit. I get that so much when people say keto. Like, but keto works for me. I'm like, are you going to do it for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Like, they look at me like, well, no. And I'm like, what? Well, then what's the plan? What's the long-term plan here? Just up and down constantly? Isn't it worse to just gain 40 pounds and lose 40 pounds over and over again? I feel like that's just worse for
you. And subject yourself to torture for half the time as you eat keto.
What's interesting is I feel like a lot of people don't mind the rigidity in the moment. Obviously, they get to a breaking point where they're like, I hate this. I don't want to do this ever again. But during it, they're like, I'm fine with some like short-term suffering because I'm getting some quick results and some dopamine hits from seeing the scale go down.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But so it's like, and for some, not to that extreme, but for some people, seeing more expedited weight loss can be helpful to be more motivated on your journey. And so maybe doing something that is a little bit more not that rigid or strict by any means, but doing something to kind of expedite seeing results can actually help people be like, okay, you're right. Like, I am seeing things change. All right, cool. So now we need to work on actually building those sustainable habits into this. But then also you have to have somebody, or at least have an idea before you go into it, that like, I know what I'm doing right now is not what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So I need to figure out how I can actually maintain it. Because, I mean, as you guys know, we don't have a weight loss problem in America anyways. Like, people lose weight all the time. That's not the issue. People don't know how to keep it off. And then again, they have unrealistic expectations about what happens after the diet, because they think that they can just go back to doing whatever they did before. So they're equating their maintenance with, oh yeah, like my maintenance means I gain weight. And it's like, well, no, you actually aren't at maintenance. Those are the habits that got you to wherever you didn't want to be anyways. So we actually have to change whatever your lifestyle was to kind of fit whatever you say you want to look or feel like. Kind of random.
And if you ask me in terms of, that's his pondering face. There's a rant coming. It's brewing.
I was like, oh gosh, what did I say?
No, that's just a fucking constant state. You're talking about maintenance. That's my maintenance. Sorry,
If you ask me in regards to like realistic expectations and goals, like realistically, you can lose a pound of fat a week. Can you do more than that? Of course. And there's different expectations there. But the further you drift away from that, the more unrealistic it's going to be, the harder it's going to be to sustain.
I think what is hard, so this is what sucks, I think, about bringing me on a podcast, is because I am always the it depends person. Because I'm going to say, like, because you just said, like, you could lose, and I'm not saying you're wrong by any means, but like you said, you can lose a pound per week. But that really heavily depends on the person. Some people have a very skewed perception. Like, I've worked with someone who, she was like 5'4", she's 125 pounds, and she wants to lose weight. And I'm like, you don't really have weight to lose. That's what I see looking at her. Yeah. But she believes she truly does, because she has a skewed perception of her body and relationship with food and relationship with herself. Hmm. And so, like, that's where it's really important to remind people too, like, just because you want to lose weight or you think you want to lose weight doesn't also necessarily mean that like you should. And also just because you can lose like anywhere from like 0.5 to 2 pounds of body fat per week, and that's okay. It's a general concept for like depending. Cause like if somebody is 300 plus pounds, yeah, you can lose more weight more quickly because you have more weight to lose. But if you're leaner, it's going to be slower. And also, if you are resistance training at the same time, fueling yourself well, you may find that you're not losing weight as consistently, but you are still losing fat and building muscle. And also, you might just be feeling better on a day-to-day basis, which could also be a win, which like people don't like to like accept. I did a video where I was literally like, this is the worst client transformation story ever. Because, and then I go down the fact that she's now like the same exact weight as when she started, but she started out training 7 days a week. This is what she came to me with. 7 days a week, eating 1,200 calories a day. She never went out with her family. She was terrified of like going out to eat meals. Now she's training 5 days a week. She's not doing any cardio. She's eating 1,800 to 2,000 calories a day. She's going out with her family and actually enjoying herself. And she's actually spending more time out of the gym and spending time with her family and her husband. It's a shitty transformation story because she kind of like looks a little bit different, but she doesn't have this crazy weight loss transformation that's super sexy to the eyes of social media, but she's happier.
Yeah. We talked a lot with
Adam feels better
when he came on this podcast about like just having goals that aren't weight loss.
Yeah.
It's just a great thing to have other goals. Just like you said, feeling better, I don't know, sleeping better, having better connections with family, whatever.
And it's definitely important to stress that everything's individualized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that some people, the goal shouldn't be to lose weight.
Let me ask you, Alex, like, what's your kind of take on set point theory? Have you heard?
Heard of set point theory. I haven't delved like crazy deep into it, to be fair, but I guess my just general opinion from it is the fact that, like, I know that if I walk less and eat more, I'm going to gain weight. And I wouldn't say that that necessarily means that that's my set point. I would say that it just means that I, to be in a body that I feel good at, not just even like looks wise, but also just feel better in, like have more energy in and feel stronger in, I do like to move more and I do like to eat this amount.
Right.
So I think part of it, I think that actually weirdly enough kind of goes into expectations, because like if you say somebody has a set point, are you kind of, in my head, I'm like, does the set point mean that this person can't change that by moving more?
Yeah, by the way, set point is you have like I should probably tell people if you have a weight that your body wants to be at. Like there's a specific.
I don't really agree with that. Just because.
No, I mean, I think it's been mostly like disproven. I'm just saying, like, I'm just kind of, for me.
Yeah.
I don't, because anyone can like change your weight, right? Like, you know, through doing, but eating more, eating less, moving more, moving less, whatever. But like, I do think there is truth in that kind of like, everyone has like what some people term like a settling point where there's just kind of a range where you kind of feel best, which like for me, if I get below 180, I start to feel lethargic and just not so great. And then if I get above like if I get close to 200, over 200, and again, I start to feel a little sluggish. And anywhere in that like kind of 20-ish pound range, I feel pretty good.
So what you're saying is your set point is a healthy amount of body fat.
Yes, for me. However, I do think there is truth in some people. They just kind of have this, their body kind of wants them to be at like a different weight, because everybody, you know, of course, is different. And that's not saying they can't push themselves outside of that range, but it just becomes exponentially more difficult the more they push themselves outside of that range. You know, some people have just a larger appetite, you know, whatever, you know, lower metabolism, whatever, you know, whatever the reasons are.
But you also gave like a great point there, where it's like some people just have a larger appetite. So it's like technically they then like could just ignore whatever their hunger cues were and then try to just shift it that way. So it's not necessarily like they I think yes and no with set point theory. Only because
no,
like,
I mean, I
get what you're saying. They have a range.
Like I get, like, I agree. I don't believe people just like have a specific weight that they have to be. But like, I do think just like there is individuality, like you're saying, it depends, all of that stuff.
Yeah. And I
for
also,
me, with set point theory, the main point is if you were rich, would you be more likely to move less and eat more compared to somebody who's poor, can't afford food?
So are you saying like, because, well, socioeconomic factors always play a role. But technically, I get what you're saying, though, because technically that takes
Alex
out set
like,
point theory and now puts it on.
Oh, okay. You are, too. I want to make sure you are as well.
Oh, is everyone frozen? Am I frozen?
we're losing you. We're getting pieces, and it's starting, and then it's stopping. I'm like, oh, shit.
No!
I don't know what's going on.
I was just saying, socioeconomic factors do play a role, but then technically doesn't that not necessarily mean that set point theory? That's just what is accessible to them.
But like, take a look, if you look at someone like Oprah, say, like she has all the money in the world, like literally all the money, and yet she still struggles with her weight, right? So I feel like that goes to show you it's not always just like, you know, in terms of money. It can be just somebody's, their body wants them to be maybe on the heavier side, maybe on the lighter side. You know, I don't know. I find the whole, you know, theory interesting, I guess.
I like how you ended it. You're like, okay.
Yeah, that's my, that's my thought. It's interesting. I don't know exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, there's also
I don't like it because by all means, set point theory means it should be set. There should be a set weight, but it's so variable. There's so many things that can vary where that set point is, and it moves all over the place. In fact, some people who defend set point theory are like, well, yeah, it moves to this other set point. Well, then it's not a set point if it moved.
Yeah. I don't like anything that okay, I'm going to retract me saying I don't like anything. I try to err on not giving people validation for potential excuses. And that's not to say that like right. people don't try hard or that like we shouldn't modify things to everyone. That's actually what I want to do, but I don't right. want to feed into, I always tread really lightly on trying not to like,
that's coddle. An excellent freeze frame up right there.
Oh, yeah, I was like, no, I froze. My internet is always great. I don't know what's happening.
I'm supposed to be the one living rural with crappy internet.
No, I'm in Texas. Everybody's,
and I was looking at internet
Xfinity
the other day. I was
sucks.
Like, how do I get faster internet? We're always just looking for, you know, we live in the 21st century. I want instant gratification right now. God damn it.
Xfinity sucks. But yeah, I'm so say like that so loud on your podcast.
I totally
Xfinity
agree.
Sucks.
I totally agree with what you're saying, though, is because I don't want people to think, because it goes back to what you said, like PCOS, you know, I don't want people to say, oh, I have this, you know, condition or I have this set point. So there's no point. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. That's not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the other end of the unrealistic expectations right there is mm-hmm. thinking that because you have some sort of condition or something and you see other people on social media complaining that they have it and they can't lose weight, thinking that you also can't lose weight
yeah,
or cool. do something else, you know, not necessarily lose weight.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I think we've done enough positive shit now. We're like half an hour into the episode. I've seen you do some Bobby videos and holy shit, I've been getting asked by so many people to do like to talk about this shit. I was at the thrift store like 2 days ago and someone walked by me and I saw him like give me a quick look and I was like, oh, he's probably gonna say something. He's like, hey, you're the guy that goes after Bobby. I was like, yeah, I guess that is just literally. I was like, okay. So he's like, can I get a picture? I'm gonna put this on Instagram. And I'm like, okay, apparently people really want to talk like me to talk about it. And like, I've just been doing less videos because it's kind of like exhausting to go through those
well,
videos.
It's the same thing
but sitting
over
on a podcast.
Your IQ
and,
just goes,
oh yeah. It's just like, oh, this shit again, going over it. So I'm like making the whole video and editing. It's just, oh, I don't want to do it. But sitting here and just complaining sounds like fun. So like, what's Alex, how you doing? What's your so, like I saw you do the like I used your little video where you pretend to be on like a date with
date
like
with
him
Bobby.
And like the Dunkin' Donuts. That shit was pretty funny.
Dunkin'.
That shit was pretty funny. So like yeah, what's what's your take on old Bobby Kins as
I think
old
B bag. I think my internet's going out. No, I'm just kidding. I think that
see you later.
Like, frozen. No, so I don't like fear-mongering and I don't like people who exploit people's insecurities or fears for financial gain. And oh, you guys actually
oh, her
freeze.
Internet did actually go.
I'm going to give it a second.
Rats.
She jinxed herself on that one.
I like literally was like, "Uh-oh, you guys actually did freeze. Let me just hold on a second." but I don't like fear-mongering and I don't like when people exploit other people's insecurities for their own financial gain. And it seems, I don't know for sure, but it seems like that is something that he may do quite frequently. So I don't like it.
This is going to be a fun one to edit because it's actually going to have what she's saying in her freeze.
Oh,
in the
okay.
actual
so
full
we should
version.
Just shut up. Like when she freezes, we just shut up and we'll just wait a second and then it'll be easier to edit so we're not constantly interrupting.
Well, I mean, we won't know what she says half
no,
the time.
No, but we'll just pretend like she didn't talk and we'll just start our own.
Oh, we'll just,
I'm very
we'll
good just, at mansplaining. No, I can just do that, no problem.
I literally did a podcast earlier and had no problems. Zero. So I
oh, so it's us.
I think it's your dual bad internet, which is the problem.
Oh, shit.
So that's okay. My thoughts on Bobby. Did you actually hear any of them?
Oh, we heard a lot of it. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, I think people enjoy just kind of like listening. It's just because I think the thing is like, we're all frustrated, right? With like the fear mongers and shit like that. Like we all know like what the good shit is for us to do. And you know, like it's just, we're all upset. And that's why I basically yell in a lot of my videos and on podcasts, because it's just basically cathartic for people to be like, yes, fucking finally. I'm just tired of that. So, you know, I just like, why don't you get, what are some highlights? Hey guys, what's some of your favorites? Let's all just fucking chat. Like, what are some of your fun favorite highlights from your time? Not even just Bobby, just like any, like, you know, like grifter history. What you like, what do you got? Like, what's some of your favorite moments you look back on? Like, oh, I remember that.
Are you saying like people we don't like?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, there's
this
like
is
a whole
our
thing
time
about-
to just get upset about things and just like let it out.
It's rent time.
Yeah,
rent o'clock.
I love that. There's two that I really fucking hate. There's this girl who says no one wants to be the fat mom, and she makes me viscerally angry because I'm like, shut the fuck up, because that's just rude. No, seriously, because I'm like, that's just, she literally was like shouting. So she was doing what you do, but except she wasn't actually being nice. She was being an asshole. And so she's just like, nobody wants to be the fat mom. Nobody wants to be the mom who's fat on the beach and their husband doesn't want to touch them. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, what are you, are you okay? Like, is your husband mean to you? Is he telling you not to be fat? Like, is that what's happening? And then there's also,
I mean,
people-
it does sound like her husband doesn't want to touch her.
I was like, that's, I was like, you are suppressing some things right now. But then there's also the whole, there's a whole movement right now where people are telling pregnant women that if they're worried about gaining weight, they have the solution for them. And I was like, are you aware of what happens when you have a baby growing inside of you? And so that's what I hate right now. I also don't like the guy who drinks his pee. I don't have a problem with him. I just think that that's weird. Personally,
what about
drinks
the guy
his
that
pee or injects his pee?
Injects his pee, because that's different.
No, there's a guy that injects his pee. No, okay. I did the same dating video, except I did it for this
guy. I did see that.
Yeah, no, I did see that actually.
And it was like,
well, now you need to do a dating video with the guy that injects his pee.
Does he actually? What do you mean?
Yeah, no, that's real. We're not making. Trust me. Like, there's crazier shit. Well, yeah, no, that's 100%.
He injects it like in his body.
Yes,
he pees into a syringe. He filters it. He mixes it with. I don't know, like alcohol or something, and then injects it.
Yeah, no, that'd be Dave. That's the biohacker that's trying. Oh, he has, that's the guy. Like, I think I saw in Mallory's video. She's great. She was like, Dave Asprey, I think, has like celebration at 180. Like when we turn 180, we'll have a celebration. He sells like tickets for it. And I'm like, that's the fucking greatest shit ever. Like, that's, I mean, how smart is that? Be like, listen, you buy a ticket now, and when we're 180 years old, we can celebrate. How fucking great is that? You just walk away with the money. That's amazing. I'm mad I didn't think of it.
That's almost like timeshares, but for life.
It's worse than even because you get literally nothing. Like, some timeshares occasionally you can work something out. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. No. He really injects himself with his pee. I'm really like having an issue with this because that's a, like, what is it, what's the benefit to it, is he saying? There
whatever
has to be a reason.
Says it's a benefit, I'm sure. Like, probably inflammation. Probably better for inflammation is my guess.
Okay. I'm really
maybe it's good for your metabolism. Okay. I think it increases your vitality is what it does.
Yeah. Is that what it does? Are you going to go tell your wife that?
I can use whatever fucking flashy terms you want. It's great for that. So, you know what I have a fucking problem with and I'm tired of? Is the band in other countries. We've all seen that. We've all gone over it so many. It's so, guys,
and it's always the same five things.
It's always these few things. And I literally just, I have my DMs are just people like, what about this thing that's banned in Japan? And I'm like, holy shit. Like there's 18 kajillion countries out there and they all have their own rules on shit. And they're all trying to make money in the ways they can. So like, why does fucking, you know, like England not use high fructose corn syrup? Because we have fuck tons of corn here, people. So we use high fructose corn syrup. They use beets because they have beets. And yet now I get people going like, we're fat in America because of high fructose corn syrup. It's fucking sugar, people. Calm the fuck. Don't eat too much. Problem solved. Like, it's like in moderation. We named our whole podcast that, yet you can't get this shit through your goddamn head. And I'm tired of it's banned in other countries. How you doing?
Spoiler alert, it's not banned in Japan.
Why do you know that?
It's I always get like, you know, and even, and it's, and to keep going to, because I have to, it's not even like, a lot of the times it's not even true. Like, how many times have you seen like aspartame is banned in other countries? Which countries aspartame banned in? You can't name any? Oh, that's interesting, because it's fucking not. Like, it's available widely in like 50 different countries, like all of Europe. Like, what are you talking about even? It's like, and it's just such this confirmation bias, because they've already decided the thing is bad, and they're just looking for goddamn any reason that it could possibly be bad. And they've, and their minds are so simple, all they can latch onto is one idea, like it's banned. That's all they can do. You what, as soon as you say like, what about any research or any evidence, fuck that, they're already out. They just want a simple reason, and it's banned fits that bill. That's all it is, and I'm exhausted.
I particularly love when they say something's banned in Canada, and I'm sitting here like, no, it's not.
I have it right. You need a compilation of just like having the things like they say is banned. Like, oh,
do
I
you
got
guys
it right
really
here.
Get that many people arguing about things being banned in different, like,
yes,
as the big.
Oh, it is. It's like it's, yes, oh, it's like band talk. Like, it's like water talk, but it's got its own fucking talk. Like, it's,
I
just
see
so
the
and
I
it's
went to
seriously
another country
the same five things
weight.
Over and over again.
It's
I see that one. I ate the same foods in another country and I lost weight. Yes. And that's the popular one. And I'm like, ooh, but that's not why. It wasn't suddenly like a quote cleaner food.
You hey, just- numpty over there thinking that. Here's the thing. Fucking Europe has smaller portions for things. Like, you go to Europe and you're like, what? Where's like, is this for like a child? Like, I'm used to getting four times this much. In America, it's served on this big ass bowl with like a scoop, so you can just like shovel it into your mouth. And in Europe, they just have smaller portions and they walk more. Like, you, I don't like, I eat the same foods over there. Oh, in smaller amounts, and you walked more and you lost weight. Please break that down for me, because my simple mind can't understand that.
I love the people that they go on vacation and they don't realize they're on vacation. Yeah, you're going to be are you just sitting there watching TV on vacation?
No.
Or are you going to museums and historical sites or visiting people or whatever?
I swam all day and then I feel better and I lost weight. What? That's so crazy. Like, tell me all about it.
I mean, I often go on vacation to just sit in the hotel and watch TV while shoveling giant pizzas in my mouth.
That's the Canadian vacation.
Well, no, that's when I take a vacation,
right,
down to
you're
the
from Canada,
to America.
You go somewhere else, yeah, and you're just a Canadian, so you're on.
I'm going to go visit Liam, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit there in front of TV and
I shovel
a bunch of food
on vacation.
In my mouth.
Oh, so yeah, that's the shit. Like, I'm just so exhausted for, and it's gotten to the point where I just like direct them to Food Science Babe and just like, hey, just go fucking watch her videos, because she does in-depth analysis and it's great. And I just can't, I can't do it anymore.
So what do you actually enjoy talking about then?
Let's see. I like talking, I mean, pretty much, I in terms of just like making videos, I love finding kind of like new, like different little recipes or little like, you know, just like hacks, like, oh, if you mix this and that. I did one with like the low carb wrap, and then you put like mixed cottage cheese and eggs, and you put it in the low carb wrap, and you put like cheese and toppings and whatever you want, and in like a little container that'll hold it, and then you bake it, and you just bake it, and it's like a little like, kind of like a quiche, but not a quiche. It's kind of like that, but you get fiber and you get protein, and you know, you can actually have it for like a couple days. It's not the greatest the second day, I will admit, but it's still like pretty good. You reheat it, put a little like sriracha or some shit on there or whatever, some hot sauce. And I put like goat cheese and sun-dried tomatoes. So good. That's like one of my favorite things. Like, so finding those things, I enjoy that. And then the bad shit, I just have to yell about it, because that's the only way I feel slightly better.
Too long, didn't read. He likes talking about food he can eat instead of food he's supposed to be afraid of.
Pretty, like, yeah, I mean, that's basically is a mix of my channel, really, right? Like, just yelling about shit that's annoying, and then be like, hey, cool, but what about this, like, ice cream that's, like, cool?
There we go.
Like, this is cool. Yeah. It's fun.
So you... Oh, I actually didn't even realize you had a normal mug. I always thought you had the fuck me sideways one.
I got a few mugs. This one, like, this one's like a Good Mythical Morning thing, which, like, is guys on YouTube, and they do dumb stuff, and I like
it. It's funny. They do the food stuff. They do the food stuff.
Yeah, I like food stuff. I like fun. Can I just say, it's so fucking nice. It's so nice to go from, like, the shit that I have to deal with, like, on and getting tagged and whatnot, and then I go to another channel where people are just like, what if we put this blue thing in this red thing and we ate it and no one's like fucking freaked out about it, and it's just like they just do it, they just live their goddamn life, and I'm like, that's fantastic, like that's amazing, and they're not constantly worried about all these like fucking little ingredients. Worrying about that shit is gonna kill you long before yellow five, whatever the fuck you're worried about. Go ahead.
Have you ever thought that maybe you can just talk about that stuff? Like fun stuff. Oh, well,
I mean, I feel compelled. I've already started, so like my soul is like already partly in it, and I have to go back to this well of despair at least, you know, I don't know, a couple times a week or so. But also yelling about things makes me feel better because I see it all the time. So when I yell, I feel better about it.
That's fair. I've realized I'm on a different side of the internet than a lot of people. I get sent dumb videos often, but like most often people are like, you've made me feel so good about myself. And I'm like, thanks. That's all I care about. Oh no, you guys froze again.
No, you froze.
I know. It was me. It's fine. But I was saying that I mostly get people who are like, you made me feel so good about myself. You make the gym seem like such a fun place. And I'm like, thanks guys. And I'm like, I don't like negative human beings who are just grouchy. And I'm not saying you're grouchy by any means. I'm just saying, I'm sorry that you have to deal with so many grouchy humans on the internet.
Yeah. So that's why we have
grouchy for about 30 minutes on the on the podcast. And that he gets it out.
But he's not really grouchy. He's just, well, you're grouchy because you don't like the bad people online who are making the other people scared of the things for no reason, which is understandable.
And it is really enjoyable to get people to be like, I used to be afraid of like every food and now I just like eat and it's cool. I'm like, that makes me feel better than anything, because it's just like, I was told that 1200 calories is going to make me fat and ruin my metabolism. And I'm like, okay, well, no, but like also you shouldn't eat that because that's not a good idea for most people. And then, yeah, like they feel better after that. I'm like, cool. Like that's, I now just try this cool quiche thing and have some ice cream. Bye.
That's a great balance. Rob, did you ever say the thing that hurts you?
All the centenarians, all of them have like the same things in common. They didn't care. They didn't worry about food. Yeah. They didn't worry about all these things. They just lived a worry-free life where they socialized, had fun.
Yeah.
And they lived to be 100.
Well, again, they move a lot throughout the day.
And then you look at Dave Asprey and he's injecting his own urine.
The biohackers are just such an interesting group of people. Isn't it so strange, like how all these like additives and things are terrible for us, except in these like supplements that are now the best thing for us? Like there's just these
that
different
groups,
and there's this Venn diagram where they kind of overlap in certain areas. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like biohackers are just strange to me.
I froze again. It's fine. Isn't it like the Nobel? I'm like, isn't it like the Nobel Prize theory or something, where the more that people learn, like gain knowledge, then eventually they kind of like veer off into then believing random stuff? Oh, I froze again. How is my internet this bad? How is my internet this bad? I've never had this problem before in my life.
I heard Nobel Prize, and the more knowledge they learn, the and then just stop. And I'm like, okay, the more knowledge they learn, that's what's important. Yes,
the more knowledge they start to have, and the more they start to veer off, the more they start to veer off into like kind of crystals. And I don't want to say anything else because I don't want to get other people mad at me for like not really believing in the things that they believe in. But they kind of like questionable things like that. And so I feel like that's where a lot of the biohackers are, is like they start with good intentions and then slowly they're like, ooh, but then there's all these things.
So what do you think that these like grifters that start off, they start off with like, I'm going to make as much money as fucking possible and screw everyone else. Who cares? Or are they just saying they go into it with the good intentions, but slowly they realize how much money they can make and how little they care about other people. And they just kind of move more into the money making situation. And I know it's going to be a little percentage of both. Like some people do this, some people do that. But do you think it's more like one or the other? Is it like a mix? What's going on?
Maybe it's the optimist in me. I want to believe that they came from a good place initially, and then slowly they just got veered into the land of making lots of money off of poor, unsuspecting humans. Because I've seen that with, to be fair, like I've seen that with a lot of coaches or like a lot of people in the fitness industry. They start their fitness journey because they want to feel better. They start sharing their journey because they're like, oh my gosh, it made me feel so good. I can help you feel good. And then they're like, oh, I can actually make a lot of money off this. And then they do, yeah. And then they screw people over. So I think that if you ever teetered on the like ethics scale, I think the fast cash grab can end up pushing people on that other side if their values and morals were already questionable. But it doesn't mean they're bad people.
Rob, what do you think?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, looking back at I went through Bobby's history a little bit when I was doing the video where I was figuring out what all he had his hands in.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
And you go back in Bobby's history far enough, you know, he was just making plain recipes. Old cooking videos.
Yeah.
And then he started making money off that, and he slowly drifted more and more towards grifting rather than making the cooking videos.
Yeah, I think he's like, I think definitely an example of like, yeah, just like, oh, I'm going to do some recipes and help people. And then maybe they just start smelling their farts more and more, and they get like in other people, like in their circle. And they like, I don't know, like, because like you can fall into any circle. It's social media, right? You can find flat earthers if you're looking. Like you can fall into anything you want. So maybe they
just had Brendan on. He told us, like, he didn't give us the actual number, but he told us that he had offers from, like, the people selling wine, and he said they were significantly high.
Right. Exactly. So I think, and then you slowly fall into that, and then you get offered money, and it's just like, well, yeah, I'm going to take this, you know?
I think that is what it is.
It is what it is. Good night, everybody.
It is what it is. I mean, that's pretty much our take on, like, that's what this podcast is about. It is what it is, and don't be your worst.
And walk the cat.
I always tell people, don't be a dick.
Don't be a frozen internet.
Yeah.
I have literally never had an issue with my internet ever on a podcast. And so this is where I'm like, I'm convinced it's you guys. You're the problem. The bar was too low over there. Apparently I haven't listened to enough of your episodes because I didn't realize it was this chaotic.
Oh yeah, I know, it's always this chaotic. We're just like talk about just, you know, random shit that whatever bothers you or that sort of stuff.
So is it like therapy?
It's a mix of like, here's some good tips, and also I know you feel shitty because of all this stuff, and we're just gonna yell about it so we feel better.
Have you ever been to like
the Smash Room would be, I've seen those. Those things are fucking dope. I want to do one of those one day. So they just give you a giant sledgehammer.
Oh, you've never done one?
No, I haven't done one.
I could see you thriving in there.
Oh, that would be great. Like just smashing any old like things that are going to get busted anyway, you know, whatever, thrown out. That would be great.
Yep, that's it. There you go. Mm-hmm. You can tell your wife, Valentine's Day present. So you guys are
I don't tell my wife anything. It's a troubled situation. So I think it would be a really good exercise. It would be a great exercise. And you know, like, you know how much energy you get out doing that? Whew, forget steps.
There you go. Just
smashing plates.
If you guys can't afford it, just go for your ex's car. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, not kidding.
I'm kidding. Don't go to jail. I'm not condoning this. Don't say accident.
You sounded like it came from a place that you may have known about.
I would never have done that in my past life. I'm too scared to do that. No. I'm scared of getting in trouble.
About it.
Doing that to an ex's car? No. Doing that to a kind of
convenient internet freeze just as we're asking the hard questions.
No. To an ex's car, no. To a questionable ex-best friend, probably. There's your please. Liam's like, there's a lot to unpack there. I think I'm almost like too positive for Liam. Liam's like, I can't handle this. We need to get her to like read.
Well, I think part of it's the internet freezing. That's fair. We have these moments where we have to sit here to like 10 seconds and we're just like.
And then we just kind of guess. We kind of just guess what happened.
You're like, what's going on? I'm still here.
We've just lost our flow.
Now that the internet's actually being good, you guys are like, we have nothing. Yeah.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit.
The first beginning wasn't too bad. It just slowly, I think, at the end there.
Yeah.
Got worse. It could sense Liam's rage.
Just put in my rants and then cut everything else out. Just like put those in there and then be like, you know,
like I'll just cut me and Alex out. The entire thing will be you ranting back to back.
I would go in and just be like, we had technical issues. So I'm just going to give Liam ranting for like 10 minutes and just slice
more
shit
than
together.
10 minutes. Come on.
I think, well, no, out of like 30 minutes there, 10 of at least 10, 15 of it was half of it was just me ranting. Okay, so we weren't just talking a bunch there about what to talk about to finish this up. So what we actually wanted to talk about was how we always get it where people just say, like, hey, I had a bad day. Like, what do I do? And so, like, what I always tell them is, like, okay, there's 364. We're in a leap year. Aren't we in a leap year? Or was that last year?
I don't know.
We are in a leap year, yes.
So there's like 365 more days. You get an extra day. Hey, that day this year doesn't even matter. It's during a leap year. Doesn't fucking even matter. So you have all this time to get back into what you were doing. Like, it just, Alex, I need you to rant with me a little bit. You're too positive. I'm going to bring you down to my level. I need you to go to people and tell them, like, in a bit of a rant here, that it's okay. It's fine to have.
Let me get some popcorn. This is going
to
be fun.
Rob's going to drink his Mountain Dew Zero because that's the only diet soda he's allowed to have in Canada. And Alex,
I need
you to tell people, the people that are always DMing me about how I had a bad day, what do I do, that it's going to be fine. Okay.
Okay, you had a bad day, so it's going to be fine. Why are you stressing yourself out? You missed one day. That doesn't mean that you can't do anything today or the next meal or the next thought that you have. You can be a little kinder to yourself. You can go to the gym. You can go on
a walk. This is good, but a little higher. Yell more.
Higher
more
pitched? More yelling?
Volume. More volume. Go, 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 go.
I'm trying to beat you where you're at.
You're fine. Okay. No, a little more volume. No. Go, go, go.
You never miss twice. That is the rule that you have to have for yourself. Stop holding yourself back and making excuses and saying
more
that, like, I'm not perfect.
More swearing. Throw some fucks in there.
I can't believe I fucking messed up today. And so now I'm a fucking failure. You're not a fucking failure. You're being way harder on yourself than you need to be. So suck it up. Go make the next decision something that you're actually going to be fucking proud of. And then get over it. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a fucking deal. It's cool. All right. It's
never
fine.
Miss
tomorrow
twice.
Is another day.
That's it. No, you could literally do something today. Liam just gave
all
you
right.
an excuse.
I'm,
go
I'm
do
setting the bar
right
too low.
Now.
Alex is coming up to raise the bar. You had one bad moment. The next moment is yours.
Go take the moment and take a step outside. You just won the day. Go yell outside. Just go shout.
There you go.
Did I rant well enough? I'm so sweaty right now. Is that what happens when you rant?
This is why I'm so lean. It's because I fucking yell.
If you
want to
be lean,
I burned about 2,000 calories every rant.
If you want to
be lean,
get
upset about things.
Life. Yes.
You got to get angry. You got to get mean. Yes. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge
like
a ball.
WWE.
If you can dodge Bobby, you can dodge a bad diet.
Yes, there we go. On a shirt, coming at you.
They're making a dodgeball too.
We might get sued.
Rob's just sitting here crying about how bad the audio is going to be to edit.
It's
he
fine.
Told me to shout.
They'll
he
hear what they
shout.
Hear. It doesn't matter. They'll get the point because we yelled enough.
That's how you get people to believe what you're saying. You say it with enough conviction.
Yes.
Am I loud?
And you slam your fist on the desk. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Did I do it?
That was great.
You did it.
Do you guys believe me?
Yep.
Okay.
I love it.
I can rant. I used to act.
Oh, shit.
But in all seriousness, I think people are way too mean to themselves.
Yeah, I
agree.
I'm going to leave it on that. That's why I literally tell people all the time. I'm like, don't be a dick, especially to yourself.
Yeah. Love it.
It's that simple. Life's that simple.
Yeah, if you're going to be a dick, go on the internet and do it in comments.
Wow.
Like a normal person.
I wonder if that's where they got the drinking urine from dodgeball. I didn't even think about that. Patch is a hooligan. He drinks his own urine.
It's been around longer than that. I think drinking urine's been around a long time.
2005? I'm aging myself, but it's fine. Yeah. No.
Oh, you're still younger than both of us.
That doesn't tell you my age at all. You have no idea how old I am. Well, actually.
You just had your birthday, like, how many days ago was it? It was recently.
You might be thinking this is an actual gem that you should include. I lie about my birthday on a lot of the apps and things. So then that way, randomly throughout the year, I get free coffee. So that's my cheat code.
Well,
I put that on my story. I don't lie about it on Instagram because that does nothing for me. But you want a cheat code to have like a great day randomly? You get a text and you're like, happy birthday. You're welcome. No, I did just turn 30 in February.
See, I like that post. I knew you had done it.
He's like, I wish you a happy birthday. I know it happened.
I didn't see you wishing me a happy birthday.
When was
Canadians
birthday?
Don't have birthdays.
Hey,
I'm trying to guilt her.
When was your birthday?
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Are you a Gemini, a Leo, a hippopotamus? No, I'm just kidding. Don't put that in the podcast.
A hippopotamus? I'm the hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
What is that from?
That is from Flight of the Conchords.
There we go. Wow.
Great band. Look them up.
I know who. Oh, you're telling other people that. I was like, I know who they are.
Everybody.
You're like, everybody.
Go watch the show.
I forgot that we're on a show because I'm like, hey, guys, did you learn something today? Do you feel better about yourself? Do you hate Bobby a little bit more? The internet's been fine, so you can't blame me. Okay. I was literally just like, the internet's been fine, so you can't blame me for the lull right now.
Listen, we are white men. We can blame whoever we want for whatever reason. As long as we say it with enough conviction.
Are you aware of what day and age you're in? You lost the power. We are all taking it back. Us brown women, we're taking over.
Oh, shit. We're going to hold on to as much power for as long as we can. You'll take
it
from our
dying
breath. Are you
guys both over 6 feet, too? Oh, wow. You guys just fit the mold of the most.
6'3", hetero male. Attractive, fit. I can do whatever I want
attractive
as long as I yell about it. People will listen to me.
Attractive is up to.
It's my choice to use it for good. Okay, it is my choice to use it for good, and I've chosen that.
Rob's like, I'm staying out of this. Attractive is a matter of opinion.
No comment.
I'm just kidding. Like Rob heard it. Anyways.
So, Alex, where can people find you?
I don't think anyone's going to want to find me after this episode.
Tell them where to find you.
Guys, I'm on all platforms, even though TikTok's getting banned. I'm on the Alex Allen on all of them. I know it sounds pretentious. It's because my twin brother and I decided that that's what we were going to call ourselves online. And so we did it. And also, Alex Allen is a very common name, unfortunately.
So you're
you guys
the
literally just happened to freeze at that time? No way.
More like the internet isn't working.
I was like, what are the odds that it just froze at that moment? It's fine, and it's freezing again. It was on a good little. It was good for a little bit there. It was fine. It made it.
Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. You were just, I'm assuming you knew or you were just listening to in moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the 5-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing. No. Yep.
The like button 5 on YouTube. Stars. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button.
The bad like button. Hit all the other buttons. The share, you can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us some money. That'd be really cool. Like $1 or $2. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have.
That's where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways, I think, sometimes, all that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So peace.